702. What's going viral with Kabazela?
What's gone viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairbairn is brought to you by Vodacom Red. Ah, Kabazela.
Ah, Bill. Are you well?
I am indeed. Good. I am indeed. I hope you are too.
Yes, it's a Monday, but we are coping.
You are coping?
Yeah.
So listen, I want to give you feedback on a conversation we had recently, or at least not feedback, a follow, an update on what's happened. The Pan South African Language Board says parents should be concerned if their children speak in the adopted British accent of the popular series Peppa Pig. Yes, this is a big deal, apparently. Of course, you would have heard even on this show a number of parents phoning us saying that their children often mimic the characters of the show. And now the Pan South African Language Board saying that we should be concerned as parents because we don't want to threaten the indigenous accent.
Oh, okay.
You don't quite know how to react to that one.
What you say?
I just thought I'd throw it out there for you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's obviously a thing. Yeah.
What on earth is an indigenous accent to begin with? But let's not go there. All right. I mean, it's a big one. We focused on it today, certainly. Hashtag hands off Caster.
Yeah, I've heard you speaking about it this morning as well as EWN. And lots of people are taking to Twitter with the hashtag hands off Caster and just posting their messages of support for Caster from all walks of life. So if you want to join that and hopefully she gets to see those messages, I'm sure it will be very uplifting for her to read. So go and join that hashtag hands off Caster.
All right. Now, parents brawl, what, at a youth wrestling tournament in Wisconsin in the States?
In a wrestling tournament. And obviously we were supposed to see the wrestling happening on the mat. But no, we saw some of the wrestling happening between the parents. So it was, parents are standing on the side and then one parent throws a comment, the other one responds. And then the next minute it's a big brawl and the parents are getting stuck in and the fathers are going for the fathers and the mothers are going for the mothers.
No.
Really not something nice to see. But, that happens. And parents on the sidelines of sports matches.
Yeah.
It can get pretty heated, hey? Like hectic stuff where parents are going at the kids.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you'll see from opposing, schools, whatever it may be, or clubs, wherever you are, going at each other. And it's a difficult one. How do you handle
it? I've seen parents fighting at local primary school soccer games.
Were you one of them?
No. I don't have a son.
No, you would never. You would never. Listen, I mean, how do you deal with it? I always find it so embarrassing, right, when there's that very loud and very vocal parent at a game, particularly putting pressure on their kids. But boy, oh boy, when they start throwing comments at the other parents, I mean, it just, how do you deal with that? Maybe you can give us a call on 011-883-0702. Have you had an experience with unruly parents on the sideline of a sports game? And it doesn't have to be about sons. Listen, some of these folks can get pretty hectic about their daughters.
And
who cheated and didn't you see that? And they go at the linesmen and the referees and it can become pretty ugly. We'll take your calls and your experiences on that one. Now, a couple mortified after their dog rips open a neighbor's parcel.
Yes, so what happened here was it was an Amazon delivery, and apparently I've never had an Amazon delivery before, but if you're not home, they'll go to your neighbor and they'll leave it there, and if it's that neighbor's not home, they'll go to the other neighbor, right?
Yeah.
So clearly this couple's neighbor was not home, and Amazon had left it at their doorstep, and their Labrador dog happened to see this parcel and grabbed it and thought, oh, this is a nice toy, and ripped open the box and the packaging, and what he found was a lovely bright pink vibrator. So the owner of the house, who's obviously his dog, he came downstairs and got the fright of his life. And saw the dog downstairs playing with that. So he hasn't revealed the identity of the neighbor, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, really, who cares? It's a vibrator. But, got quite a fright when he saw his dog playing with that. So yeah, I suppose that gives new meaning to give a dog a bone. Hey, Bongles.
That is what's gone viral with Jonathan Kabazela Fairbairn.
2019 is my year, and I expect everyone to keep up.
For those who expect more, Vodacom say challenge accepted. Vodacom Red offers you exclusive benefits like sharing your data with up to 6 people or up to 50% off Emirates flights. And if that's not your expectation, we will throw in prioritized service, unlimited minutes, and up to 50 gigs data a month. Search Vodacom/Red, the flagship plans on SA's best network that keeps up with you. T's and C's apply. The future is exciting. Ready? Vodacom.